It's Check On Stories. We're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for a cloudy day today with showers mixed with some wet snow. Temperatures around 40 and then falling later on today. Partly cloudy tonight, temperature in the lower 30s. On Saturday, partly cloudy, temperature in the lower 40s. And our outlook for Sunday calls for a sunny day and temperature around 40 degrees. We'll get the full details on our Tri-State Forecast in just a few moments. In a story in this morning's Republican American, in Cornwall, the closure of the historic covered bridge over the Housatonic River is more than just an inconvenience. First Selectman Gordon Ridgway reported at the Board of Selectmen's meeting that the accident on Tuesday in nearby Route 7 in the Falls Village ambulance squad arrived at the scene before Cornwall, which had to follow a detour along Route 125 and Route 4 before reaching the site. Ridgway spoke appreciatively of the regional mutual aid system in place for emergency responders. For positions exactly like this, the bridge was heavily damaged back in December of 23rd by a motorist who drove all the way through with a piece of machinery on a trailer that was higher than the 10-foot height limit. Ridgway said the wooden rafters, roof, and lights all were damaged. Quote, probably the worst damage I've seen. It went from one end to the other. It's remarkable the person didn't stop until they were all the way through. State police identified the driver as Edward Hodge, 39, of Colchester. The bridge is owned and maintained by the state because it's on Route 128, a state road. Ridgway has been meeting with State Department of Transportation officials and contractors working on the repairs. He said the Department of Transportation did not give him an estimate of how long the bridge would be closed. He did say he was glad, though, that Mohawk Construction has been hired to do the repairs because it performed the rehabilitation work on the span a few years ago, and its workers are familiar with the structure. Ridgway said he's been asked how much an incident can be avoided in the future, some suggesting that larger signs to alert motorists to the height limit. Others, warning signals such as an electric eye, can also be deployed if a large load is coming. While some have asked about metal guardrails on the entrance to the bridge, such as the one at Bowles Bridge in Kent, others have questioned the aesthetic damage that would have to be done to the span if they were put up. In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul has vetoed a bill that would have eliminated a tax break for condominiums and cooperative apartment workers for newly constructed units in many Hudson Valley municipalities and throughout most of New York State. Hochul signed a bill that allows the town of Greenberg to change its tax assessment system to value newly constructed condominiums in the same manner as a single-family home, which eliminates the tax break. The tax break can be as high as 65%, studies show. Whatever is saved by the condominium owners gets split among the remaining property owners in that municipality. In her veto message, Hochul said she opposed the bill because it would raise taxes on new condominiums and could hurt condo sales when higher taxes were figured in. Now, New York City and Nassau County were excluded from that bill because they have their own assessment systems. Berkshire County residents call their recent electric bills horrifically expensive. And if you're shocked by them, you're not alone. A story in the Berkshire Eagle. Electricity customers across Massachusetts facing sticker shock as they open bills that include pass-throughs from utilities related to higher costs for fuels used to generate electricity. Eversource's fixed rates for residential customers rose as of January 1st from 13.7 cents per kilowatt to 21.9 cents per kilowatt hour, an increase of 60%. Regulatory filings show that over the same period in 2022, the increase will result in about $40 more for the average household using 600 kilowatts of power, the company estimates, but that will vary on use. For small businesses, Eversource's fixed rates rose by 75.2%. Rates for medium and large businesses climbed 67.3%, according to regulatory filings. An even larger increase was rolled out by National Grid, the other top energy provider in Massachusetts. The company fixed residential rate as of November compared to the same period the year before climbed 14.8 cents per kilowatt hour to 33.8 cents per kilowatt hour, a jump of more than 128%. Rates for commercial customers rose 146.5%. The rates are in effect through April. Out of Great Barrington, the Airbnb host compliance system is now almost up and running. It will include a complaint hotline. A Texas company software will be the eyes and ears of Town Hall, enforcing limits on homeowners who rent their houses for short term. Town officials chose Austin, Texas-based GovOS for its registration, monitoring, and tax collection software for homeowners who rent out their properties on an Airbnb-style platform. The system also includes a complaint hotline that will be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with a local phone number. GovOS is in Austin, Texas. It's a firm used mostly by governments to digitize records and various municipal tasks. The company's compliance software is being used in communities nationwide, including in Arizona, Colorado, and Vermont. While the town's new short-term rental bylaw took effect January 1st, officials say the new system will more likely be up and running in February or soon after, according to the town manager. Much has already been accomplished, though. Officials are meeting weekly with GovOS to build out the registration portal and tailor the system to Great Barrington. Taking a look at some things going on in and around our tri-state region, Boy Scout Troop 22 will remove and recycle Christmas trees this year. That will happen tomorrow in Sharon, Salisbury, North Canaan Falls Village in Norfolk. To sign up, 203-217-9917. Crescendo's concerts are being held, the ones that were postponed from last week. The concerts this week will be held on January 7th. The concerts were be held on January 7th and 8th. Saturday, January 7th at 5:30 at Trinity Lime Rock in Lakeville, and Sunday, January 8th at 4 p.m. at St. James Place in Great Barrington. CrescendoMusic.org for more details. Now, the Ancrumtown Garage will be accepting Christmas trees for recycling through Sunday. Barrels and cones have been set up at the town garage to guide you where to drop off your tree. There won't be people there to help you, so you'll have no staff available to help you unload your trees. Now, the Town Grove Senior Center in Lakeville will have a free vaccination clinic on January 9th from 3 until 6 p.m. at 42 Ethan Allen Street. No appointment is needed. Ages 6 months old and up. You can bring a health insurance card and photo ID if you have them, but it's not necessary to have health insurance or that ID to receive the vaccine. No one will be turned away for a lack of a health card. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. They feature a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly. InterlakenInn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, SalisburyBank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 33,000.088. The S&P 500 at 3,828.25, and the NASDAQ at 10,791.25. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.